Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 222 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? So I am headed, sorry about the squeaky chair. Fans know that my chair squeaks. I'll replace it one day. I'm about to head to Montreal. It is that time of year again. I'll be going to Just for Laughs, the biggest comedy festival in the world, and probably my favorite thing in comedy. I'll be up there for a week, a week and a half. I'm hosting New Faces of Comedy. I'm hosting the Hosts with the Most show. Don't even know what that is. I'm doing a gala with Trevor Noah. It's always fun. I'm going to have a blast. But here's the thing. I'm going to be in Canada. And people say, would you stay in Canada? And I say, I would. Wait a minute. Did I say I would? I meant to say I wouldn't. I said I would. But I meant to say I wouldn't, which has a different... Yeah, obviously, you know what I'm talking about. Baby Hands went to Helsinki, talked to Putin, agreed with Putin, worshiped Putin, wanted to blow Putin, probably maybe in the private meeting. Who knows? We don't know. Don't ask, don't tell. That's our policy. Applied to soldiers. I think it applies to presidents. It was called out by everyone, you know, from an embarrassment to a disgrace to a mistake to the word treason. Treason was floated in the sense that Baby Hands questioned American intelligence departments, department heads, leaders, etc., on foreign soil in protection of a foreign leader. And people were, even Fox News, let me say it one more time, even Fox News said that Baby Hands was wrong on this one, big time, major wrong, blah, blah, blah. So he got on his plane, he flew home, who knows what happened in the air. I think someone told him, you fucked up. And he came at the next day and he said, well, when he said, why would Putin interfere with American elections? He meant to say, why wouldn't he? And that it was the Russians, but it might be some other people. He always throws that in. It's always some other people. Listen, the fat guy I think he's in New Jersey. I'm not sure. But wherever the 400-pound guy is who sits in the basement on his computer hacking everything, man, that guy stays busy. Anyway, he reversed it, and as usual, all is forgiven. His followers, his base, are fine with it. And I know you're going to find this hard to believe because it's damn near impossible, and I'd never heard this before, but it's Barack Obama's fault. Yeah, it's Obama's fault because it happened, the hacking happened during his administration, and he should have been in charge of the security and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, it's, excuse me, it's Barack Obama's fault. And to quote my friend and the master comedian, Lewis Black, because why the fuck not? So that's it. Listen, how much time do I need to waste on this? You've heard the evidence, and it's so much evidence. Even the Russians are like, yeah, we did it. Like even the Russian press was talking about Trump behaving like, you know, an agent or so. Speaking of agents, the Russian agent. Yeah, this is great because now we were living in a reality show, and we're now going to move into a Mission Impossible movie. So Maria Butina is a 29-year-old Russian graduate student or some such nonsense her visa was. She is a Russian agent. And by agent, I don't mean secret agent like Mission Impossible, although she could be. But agent just means acting in the interests of a foreign government. So basically what she did, this young Russian woman, got involved with, you know, she had a story that in her little city, in her home country, they couldn't have guns, and she loved the NRA and the gun thing, and she used went to NRA shows, used NRA connections to get the people involved in government, slept with some, you know, old guy, And, you know, it's what they call a honeypot, right? They use a hot young woman to sucker these old men, and these idiots believe her. So here's the thing. If you're an old man and a young hot woman comes hitting on you, she wants something, okay? And it's not you. It's not you. Okay, you know how I know? Because I'm an old guy. And if a young woman in her 20s starts hitting on me, I'm like, look, I don't have money. I'm in debt. So, and you got daddy issues, and I'm sorry. You're beautiful. I love to look at you, but yeah, no. So this woman pulled it off, and she got, you know, she even got to that, the big conservative breakfast thing in D.C., you know, where Ben Carson said that Barack Obama's health care plan was akin to slavery, and, you know, that big crazy conservative thing. Yeah, she got invited there. Numerous parties around Washington and spreading money around to campaigns through the NRA, et cetera, et cetera. So there's that. And then there's every intelligence agency in the country saying, oh, yeah, the Russians hacked it. Not only did they hack it, Putin said that he wanted Trump to win. You know, he's like, well, Trump was like, there's no proof that they wanted me to win, except Putin saying they wanted you to win. And it's even been shown that after these meetings and information came from the Russians, the Trump campaign switched and started spending a bunch of money in Michigan and Wisconsin and flipped those states, which helped him. But that, you don't need facts, because see, he wouldn't when he would, or he would when he wouldn't, or what. I don't even know how it works. And it's all fine. It's all fine. It's all forgiven, and this will go. It won't go away right away, but yeah, you know. It's just a little treason. That's all. It's a little minor treason. And Trump supporters don't care. Cummins of Columbus, Indiana. Columbus, Indiana is Mike Pence's hometown. It's also the home of Cummins, which is an extremely large machinery manufacturer. You've probably seen a sign for Cummins Diesel because they make diesel engines, but they're heavy duty. They make giant generators to power buildings and hospitals, and they're a giant heavy equipment operation. They are also a huge importer-exporter. They import steel, they export finished machinery all around the world, and guess what? The tariffs, Trump's tariffs, are causing job loss, okay? Cummins is like, look, we got to pay more for raw materials that we're importing, where other countries are charging us bigger tariffs as a penalty against Trump on stuff we're exporting, and we're going to have to cut jobs. Now, this is, not only is this Mike Pence's hometown, his brother is a bigwig at this company. They still want to make America great again. And they are making America great again, just not for you, working man. Not for you. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all forgiven. And here's why. And I love this. The evangelicals have spoken. Now, we know the evangelicals are Christians. They're the good ones. They're the good people. And they've supported Donald Trump through everything, through sex scandals, through lying more than anybody has ever lied about things that don't even matter, through the attacks, through tweets, the blah, blah, blah. They support him and all. Well, now we know why. The Washington Post did a study. They wanted to see why the evangelicals support Donald Trump. And they found out it's because Donald Trump is anti-other. The other, whatever that other might be, that other ain't American. And I don't know if you knew this, but Jesus only loves Americans. Now, these are quotes from people interviewed for this article. Okay, 67-year-old Sunday school teacher said Obama was acting at the behest of the Islamic Nation. She said that Obama is a Muslim and he carried a Quran, and it was not for literary purposes. The number of Christians is decreasing. The number of Muslims have grown. We allowed him to come in. So there you go. It's Obama. Now, she kept going. Okay. She said, see, it's the unpapered people, the people who came in without their papers. See, love thy neighbor, she said, meant love thy American neighbor. That love thy neighbor in the Bible. Welcome the stranger in the Bible meant welcome the legal immigrant stranger. He didn't know they knew about that back then. Yeah, they did. And the Bible says, if you do this to the least of these, you do it to me. See, that was a Jesus quote. Jesus said, if you do to the least of these, you do to me. But what Jesus meant was the least of these are Americans. That's all from Sheila. We're going to keep going. Now, all the black people protesting about police and talk about the legacy of slavery. Well, Sheila said, see, it was never as bad as people said it was. Slaves were valued. They got housing. They got fed. And get this. They got medical care. So, you know, that was the good thing. Like, I didn't know that my ancestors who were slaves got health care because we're not getting that now. I would say let's go back, but they'll think I mean it. So that's it. So you see, Jesus meant the Americans. He didn't mean like people, even though Jesus was in the Middle East at a time where there was no America, but he meant Americans because I think he saw in advance that Americans were going to be. Did I mention I'm going to Canada? I'm just saying. If global warming will kick in and just up the temperature, just make it livable. I'm just saying. Yeah, me and Sheila probably can't get along. Hey, you know, because let's add this to the list of things I never thought would happen. List of people I never thought I'd meet. I met James Comey last week, former FBI director fired by Donald Trump. James Comey is also the guy who released the things about the Democratic DNC hack right before the election, which hurt Hillary Clinton, which, you know, I don't like that. But I have to say, the man was personable. The man is obviously intelligent. The man was surprisingly funny. And in meeting him, you know, and talking to him and listening to him talk, I honestly can say that I believe he did this thing with Hillary out of his sense of honesty and duty. He's one of these people that has a huge sense of duty. Now, what's interesting is this man worked with Rudy Giuliani in New York before Giuliani was fully insane. He was appointed by George Bush, and he worked with Barack Obama, but he couldn't work with Donald Trump. Now, think about that. You worked with Giuliani, Bush, and Obama. So you're on both sides, obviously, and you're staying independent because you're a prosecutor and then the head of the FBI, which is your job. And the idiot comes in the office and the idiot says you are supposed to swear loyalty to him like he's Putin. It's probably the pledge that Trump had to take to Putin that he wanted everyone in his cabinet to take. Probably. But anyway, it was interesting and it was great. Listen to the episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me with James Comey. Very interesting guy. And I'm not mad at him. You know, it's part of why the Hillary campaign lost. But there's a bunch of other reasons the Hillary campaign lost. You can't blame it. I can't blame it on just one thing. And Comey was an interesting person. Finally, and yeah, there's a lot of other stuff that went on. Should I mention Florida? You know, Florida, it's Florida. So we've got another, quote, stand your ground case in Florida. And there was an argument in a parking lot. Marquise McLaughlin parked in a handicapped space. Michael Zrejka thought he shouldn't park there because he didn't have a handicap placard. Dredge just started arguing with McLaughlin's girlfriend. McLaughlin's kids were in the car, blah, blah, blah. The man got upset because someone was yelling at his family. He stepped up. He pushed the guy. The guy took out a gun and killed him. Shot him in the chest. Dead. Now, the sheriff in this county in Florida says that charges won't be pressed because it was within the stand your ground law. So that's it. So, okay, maybe it is. Maybe it's a stand your ground situation. But here's the thing. Reverse the races. Obviously, the shooter was white. The victim was black. Now, imagine, just imagine, because we're living in the twilight zone, so why not? Imagine a white man pulls into a handicapped parking spot. A black man says you can't park there because you don't have a placard. Words are exchanged between black man and white man's girlfriend. White man steps up to defend his girlfriend, pushes black man. Black man pulls out a gun, kills white man. You think the black guy be walking away in that instance? You think? Just saying. I don't think so. In Florida? Nah, I don't think so. But it's where we're at. So I don't even know why I'm talking about this. Like it's going to matter. I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada. It was a shooting in Canada, which is horrible. I hate when Canada imitates us, but I'm going to Canada. Finally, I saw a great movie and I want to tell you about it. It's called Sorry to Bother You. And it is about a man who, unemployed, gets a job in telemarketing, excuse me. And well, I'm not going to give away the whole plot, but let's just say it is the future, a possible future of America. What happens? It has to do with economic division, racial division, class division, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, 5 years ago, I'd have said, nah, this ain't going to happen. 10 years ago, I might have said, nah, it's impossible. 10 years ago would have been impossible because 10 years ago was the year Barack Obama got elected. But now I'm saying Trump gets reelected in 2020. We're looking at this reality in 2022, maybe. Go see it. Sorry to Bother You. It's a good movie. It's funny. It's interesting. I enjoyed it. It was something different. Definitely something different. So there's that. I'm going to be in Canada. I'm going to be at Just for Laughs. I don't know if I'll do a podcast up there. You can just listen for it. Listen for it. I love you. Thank you for listening. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate you. Don't watch too much news. Again, I'm telling you, it's summertime. You're on vacation. So skim it. People ask me, what news do I watch? I don't. I don't watch the news. I read the news. It somehow, first of all, reading gets you beyond the headline, 30-second soundbite story. But it also gives you some control as to how much you absorb. You can't keep up with all this. You can't be bombarded with this all day, every day. You will lose your mind. Keep your mind. Just take the news in limited doses. Little bit of sports, which is tough because now, you know, football came out with the rule that you have to stand for the anthem. And then they, through an agreement with the players union, suspended that rule. And now Trump says they're un-American. So there's that. Yeah, you can't go to sports. LeBron comes to L.A. People are, you know, mad about that. Why? Because it's LeBron. And they hate him. And on and on. I don't know what to tell you. I love you. That's what I'm telling you. Go to a comedy show. Go laugh somewhere. Enjoy it. Check out some of the great... I just worked with Tom Rhodes. Guy's hilarious. Doing great stuff. There's a comedy club in your town. Go. Go sit back and laugh. All right? Thank you. I love you. Good night.